Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Nubian?
What's going on, Timothy?
I apologize for my lateness. Oh my goodness. I was trying to get the songs up and everything and just trying to get everything together. I was sitting up here watching Frankie and Neffy, and I said, oh my goodness, I said, it's just going late. And they go off at 10:30. I said, I haven't even uploaded the songs. So I came in and uploaded the songs, and now I think Tiny Toys on. But anyway, Miss Nubian, as I stated earlier, this is just, Whitney's album is out today. And for those who are listening, make sure you go pick up a copy. Just if you want to pick up one, just pick up one. Unfortunately, no, I do not have copies to give out for her album because I did not go pick them up. But make sure you go out and pick up a copy or purchase or download the a copy of the album on iTunes or Amazon. You know, that support Whitney. This is her first studio album in 7 years, and as I stated, she will be here on the show in the next couple of weeks, so you don't want to miss that show. As well, I have the lovely Miss Nubian co-host, and she's a brilliant radio host. She's a true legend and true genius in the world of broadcasting, and, you know, we always salute her every time she comes over here to be with us. She takes time out of her busy schedule to come over here and co-host with me. Miss Nubian, anything you want to say?
Just basically just glad that you actually took the time out to give me a call so I can actually help you out with this one right here today. Don't be a stranger on September 15th. Don't let me have to come look for you, okay?
And the reason why I did this is because I'm such a huge fan of Whitney's. I don't know why. Since 1985, when she first came out, I was young at the time, and I always loved her music and her style of music and how she performed. And it always touches me, and I get a type of chemistry, and I get something out of her music. No matter what album she's done, I always get something out of it. And I can always at least give her album, you know, an A or a B, nothing lower than that. So I think that's something good. And I'm hearing now that she's not going to do any big tours. She's going to do probably a couple of big nights here and there, you know, to this album. So I'm kind of disappointed in that. But nevertheless, I'm still grateful that she's back. And, you know, hopefully, you know, this album will do extremely well. And she can get a Grammy. And also, when she does this album, also it puts her in the nomination to be put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that is such a great honor to be put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think next year she'll be put in there because it's her 25th anniversary in the music industry. So congratulations to Whitney on that. And, you know, she also sold more records than just about any female recording artist worldwide. We're talking dead or alive. And she's the only artist to have eight consecutive number one hits. But that's no other, not even the Beatles do have 8 consecutive number one hits. So we salute her. And even the past the drug issues, whatever the case may be, I still was a true Whitney fan. And I still continue to support her. And I kept in contact with people that were very close to her. And I never even met Whitney, never seen her before. And I just was always a huge fan of hers. Miss Whitney, you have, Laura, I said Miss Whitney.
Miss Whitney. I'll take that.
Do you have a favorite Whitney song or a favorite, you know, Whitney performance or, you know?
I like that, I Believe in You and Me. I love that. I love that song. That is like my jam. I love that one. Performance? No, not really. I've always, you know, loved Whitney. It just seems like to me she always been like, you know, one of the fams, like an aunt or whatnot. So when her issues started coming up, it really didn't matter to me. I'm just that type of person. I basically look at, you know, Whitney as Whitney, and everybody has issues. A lot of them just don't come to light, so I don't rag on that too much, but I do like that song. I think it's called I Believe in You and Me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also, you know, very, very happy that she's coming back. I'm so glad that she remained humbled because she had to in order for her to, you know, make a comeback or want to come back. you know, back to the light to her fans. And I am forever grateful. I was thinking about her the other day, and I'm like, she must have a great support team. She got to. People who've actually, you know, stood by her even though. When you get people to stand by you even though, those are the ones that you keep around. You know, a lot of times people are around you for only certain reasons. So I was just thinking about, you know, Whitney and her support system that she had throughout these years that she's been missing. And I think that is a lovely and a blessed thing to have people who are by your side and they know you. And I think the reason why who's a Clyde Davis and all the others, you know, just stood by her because they knew what Whitney was and they believed in her. And then a lot of times when that what keeps a person motivated and keeps them going because other people believe in them. And when you stop, you know, believing and then other people stop believing, then a lot of times you just crumble to nothing. But big ups to Whitney for coming back. Congrats on the album. Definitely going to buy me a couple of songs from Amazon. That's where I get all my songs from, Amazon. I'm going to definitely get it there. So tomorrow, you know, I'll definitely be playing some as well. So, and congrats to you, Timothy, for reaching out and landing that interview with Whitney Houston. That is beyond huge. It is just enormous, you know.
And this is another thing I also wanted to announce is that I was watching NBC, and I think the guy's name is Torre. He does a lot of interviews with different people. Another thing he said is this is like he don't think this is the right time that she should have come out, because when she said Clive, she was going to buy a house and a food stand on the island somewhere, and she said no. Clive Davis told her no. This is no, you got to get back to work. I don't think you want to do that. And Torre said, why didn't you listen to your first mind? But, you know, one thing I can always say is that Clive is the one who discovered her. So he knows her strength. He knows her ups and her downs. And I think this man knows her better than anybody else when it comes to her craft and her music career. And I think, I don't think he makes mistakes when it comes to her. He has an idea. He has in his mind that he sees how this album is going to do. And you know, that's one thing. He marketed and he promoted. He did the marketing for his album, so he saw the path of where it's going to go. I don't care if you got Miley Cyrus and you got the Taylor Swift out. That does not mean that Whitney cannot come back and make a huge comeback. Just because, you know, there's like a modest. I personally myself, I know no disrespect to them, but I'm not a huge fan of them. I know, I'm not, you know. So I think this could be a good album. And I think that she can actually, you know, go to, you know, and do a persistent tour just because she said, he says she's 46 now. And she probably can't. No, 46 is not old at all.
At all. And she is gorgeous.
Yes, and you just, to me, I mean, you're just beginning to live. You haven't even lived half of your life yet. So I think that she still can perform. And she still can do the day in and the many nights on the road as anybody else. 46 is not old. I mean, she has a legendary career. We're not talking about someone who just came in at 46. She's been doing it for so long. So I salute her, and I, you know, wish her well with that. You know, I'm just such a huge supporter, so, you know, I don't, you know. What's the thing I need to say before I jump into some songs? I have so many songs up here that I want to play of hers. That, you know, they didn't come up yet from the upload, but of course I have the new single "I Look to You" that I have up here that I wanted to play in a minute. But as the listeners know, if they don't know, I had her mom on the show, I believe back in sometime in June or July. I had her mom on, and her mom was a great, great interview, and she was a great ad, and so many people tuned in, and I do apologize. I could not let anybody speak to her mom due to the simple fact of her people, and we didn't want the wrong thing asked. Or we didn't want, you know, people call in, they ask crazy questions that, you know, I don't want to be held responsible for. So, nevertheless, shout out to my people in the chat room, the folks in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and play "I Look to You." This is the latest from her. And Miss Nubian, when other songs come up, I'm going to also play them. I'm just waiting for them to upload. I did upload them. It should be up in a few seconds. You want to go ahead and introduce this new single, Miss Nubian?
This new single right here, people, is from the long-awaited album from Whitney Houston. I look to you. Congrats on that, Whitney Houston.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door.
That's a song could go for, to me, I actually think it's a contemporary gospel song, if you ask me. I actually think what it is. If you listen to the song, it doesn't sound like a woman, I mean, in any way, it wouldn't go towards a man or a woman when all my strength is gone. You know, I mean, I don't think, if they do, you know, I mean, it could be wrong, but if for me, how I would feel that song is that it's to God, you know, or to a higher, you know, God, you know, whoever, you know, that you may, you know, serve. That's what it means to me. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. From the first time that I heard the song, I did say that it sounded contemporary gospel, which really, that is basically, for me, that is a really, really good core foundation for her to actually start back out with I Look to You, because a lot of times people, when we are down and out and we're going through our trials and tribulations, you know, our Almighty, whatever God you serve, is the only one that can pull you out of that. So for her to give the praises and put it into words like that, and I'm pretty sure it actually poured through the many prayers that she had prayed every night, you know, for this day to come true for her because of all her, you know, ups and downs that she went through. So I think it's a great, I think it's a really, really great core foundation that she set out for her album.
And another song that I like to approach was that when you're dealing with, it's dealing with basically relationship. It's a song she that I'm getting ready to play. Is My Love Is Your Love, and in that song it says, how does the song go? Anyway, she says that their love is so strong that if you saw the movie Amistad and you saw how strong those chains were when the people were tied to those chains. And she said the chain of Amistad couldn't hold us. So, you know, that means something very, very strong. Because, you know, those when they're straight, did you see the movie Amistad? Did you see that movie?
Never seen it.
Never seen it? It's a great movie. You got to check it out. And I think it's a great, great movie. And I mean, it's such a powerful song. And I think she did this song with, the song was actually written by Wyclef Jean, for the Fugees. You know, he wrote this song for her. Such a beautiful song. I'm actually looking for the song. I know I just saw it up here. But nevertheless, let me shout everybody in the chat room once again for just tuning in. I appreciate you guys so much, always. You know that. Each time I'm on the air, you tune in, of course. Miss Naveen, you want to introduce My Love Is Your Love for me?
Is that the old one, or is this a new one?
This is the old one from the Just Whitney album.
Okay. Hey, people, this right here is My Love Is Your Love by Whitney Houston, the wonderful and great, great, great artist, Whitney Houston.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day, and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asks me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay, you're coming with me.
My love is your love.
If we're taking it to
Miss Newman, did you actually listen to the words of the song?
Yes, I mean, I was so, like, lost when I introed the song, but yes, I did. I happen to love that song. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And once again, she said, the change of Amistad couldn't hold us. Such a powerful message coming from that song. Once again, shout out to everybody in the chat room who's talking to in the chat room. Shout out to you guys. I appreciate everybody for listening to it. I know I keep thanking you, but I just appreciate you guys so much. Miss Newbie, another favorite Whitney song, another favorite moment that, you know.
So what?
Another favorite Whitney moment, a great performance that you liked, or something, you know, when you saw her, or.
I like. I think I seen somewhere on YouTube where she actually did the she performed the I Believe in You and Me, the one that I love, because I hear it so many weddings. You know, all the weddings that I actually attend, out of all of them, at least 90% of them, actually featured this song, I Believe in You and Me. I also liked her when she was in the Preacher's Wife movie. I think she did really, really well in that one right there. And I wanted to also say something about, I was, you know, just reading up on Whitney Houston. And Whitney Houston, not only is she an, you know, an extraordinary entertainer, she is, you know, a very, 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 very lovely woman. She's also, she's a nonprofit advocate. She has a nonprofit organization called Whitney Houston Foundation for Children Incorporation. And it was actually established in 1989. And it cares for such problems as homelessness within children, cancer and AIDS, and other issues, you know, of self-empowerment. And back in 1995, the foundation was awarded the VH1 Award for its charitable work. And a lot of times people, we look at so much of the artists, and we don't even know what they do when they're off the stage.
That's right.
That right there is entertainment. But it gets personal for a lot of artists, and then when they're off of the stage, they have to go and do something else to give back, and that's one of the things that, you know, Whitney Houston has, and I just want to once again just commend her on, you know, just keep persisting on and just keep pushing and never thought hard about giving up for good. Maybe it probably crossed my mind. It crossed everybody's mind of giving up sometimes, but when you really, really think hard about it and you put the full, you know, force into it, and that's when you become absent, you know, from the public eye. But I just want to commend her, you know, through it all, she just, you know, kept pushing, and anytime you do that, you see great results. And this is what's happening right now: album dropping today. She's getting ready to do some tours, she said, or just small ones. Timothy said. Also, and she will be coming on the Timothy Hart show. So it's just like everything is just laying out really smooth for her. And
right.
And everybody knows Whitney has always been in the church, you know, always
right.
been in the church. So I'm pretty sure that the prayer warriors were like on her day and night. You know, everybody was giving their angels the night off to watch over Whitney, and that's a lovely thing. Big shout out to everybody that actually supported her. It's just a lovely thing, man. It's just too lovely.
Right. And I want to say so many other albums are in stores now, but my main focus is Whitney. I know Trey Songz and the other artists that have albums out today. I saw them on, but Whitney is my main concern. I love everybody else, but I love Whitney. She's the eye of the apple. And now, Miss Winsubi, I want you to introduce this song. And I know some days you wish you could play this when you had a hard day at work or when you're going through this. This is a perfect song that you will love. And it's entitled One of Those Days. This is by Whitney Houston on her. This is one of her first singles of her Just Whitney's album. You want to go ahead and introduce that for me?
Yeah, ladies and the fellas, this right here is Whitney Houston, Just One of Those Days. Listen to the words of it and may be able to encourage you when you got some more chaotic mess going on at work.
on a TV. Tonight I just let a little TV watch me. Light the candles, aromatherapy. Hot tub bubbles surrounding me. Mr. Big is in the background.
This is Shani Evans calling.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there as usual. How's everything?
Excellent, excellent. I was just listening to your show, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you for doing this marathon on Whitney Houston. I also am a big fan of hers, and just listening to everything that you guys are doing is very inspiring to just see people who are supporting this wonderful, wonderful act and humanitarian, along with just, you know, helping her to get back in the limelight and hear positive things about her is really refreshing.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't already have it, make sure you go pick up a copy of the album. Let's continue to support Whitney, you know. A legendary artist, you know, of course, you know, it's truly the groundbreaking, and we love her over here. If you don't have the album, please go get it, and encourage others to go get the album. It's a great album. I heard several songs from it, and it's truly a great album. And I appreciate you so much for calling and just, you know, saying those great words. Do you have a favorite Whitney song that you always like or all time?
Yes, I do. I all of her songs I love, but I Will Always Love You is I would have to say is my ultimate favorite, because I am also a singer, and I remember singing in the mirror that song and just believing one day that I too would actually attain that great achievement, which I have. I have an album out and everything, and I just obviously pay tribute to her as many times as I can, because she is the chief cornerstone for young African American, young women all over the world, actually, with who've always strived to sound, you know, like they had a voice like Whitney, which is not possible because there's only one Whitney Houston.
Exactly.
That's so true.
Absolutely. You know, so, yeah, that would be my song.
And I, you know what, speaking of I Will Always Love You, made her, in my opinion, made her who she is today. That was one of her biggest, best-selling singles of all time. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not just only sung at funerals, it's sung at weddings, you know, certain, you know, anniversaries. It's sung for so many things that you can use that song for so many things. People that's going to go away to Iraq or that you're not going to see for a long period of time, they sing that, you know. So it's used for certain and many occasions, the I Will Always Love You. And it's one of the reasons why it won a Grammy, you know, several Grammys for that, you know, for that song. So, you know.
True. So would you say that's your favorite song from her, or what would be yours if not?
I like all of Whitney's music. I'm just, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I never said this to anybody, but I used to be obsessed with Whitney Houston. When I was a little boy, I was, oh my God, and it was like, I defended her as a fan. If anybody said anything wrong to about Whitney, I would beat them up. I would really jump on them. Or I would fight them, because I love her so much. I had so much respect for this lady, and I didn't even know her. And if somebody said, "Well, Whitney said," I would say, "Yeah. Why would you say that about her? I was afraid to fight you over Whitney Houston." That's how, like, I was over her. I really, really would, as a child. I got in trouble in school and everything behind. I was a huge fan. I was, like, a dedicated fan. You know, but as I grew up, I kind of learned, you know, that, you know, you can't go over so far as a fan, because if you get that far, you're obsessed, people think you're crazy. I'm a fan now, and also a colleague of hers, you know, we're both in the industry now, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
A great thing, but thank you so much for calling in, and I really appreciate you so much, and please continue to listen to the show.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
I'm on an interview. Hey. Now. Is there any way I could you hold on.
Oh my goodness. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I think she's asking how she could get in contact with me. You can check me out on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, also MySpace. If you just type in Shani Evans.
Shani, spell your name. Is it?
Yes, Shanie.
Uh-huh.
And Evans is my last name, Evans. That's my music page on MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, I'm gonna follow you on Twitter, and make sure when you get my request, make sure you follow me on Twitter as well. I'm not on Twitter all the time, but I'm on there when I get the chance. I'm on Twitter, and I'm also noticed that you stated in the chat room that you are new to Blog Talk Radio, and
yes.
Now do you have your own show on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I don't. I'm an artist, and I just joined on through Ryel Sims. He is a relationship coach, and he's a dear friend of mine. He turned me on to it, and I took his advice, and I'm very glad that I did, because now I get the opportunity to talk to great people like yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I work really hard with this show, and try to get distinguished guests on as much as I possibly can. So, you know, I salute you for that. You know, I appreciate you listening each and every time. And I hope I'm one of your favorite hosts on the Blog Talk Radio. I know there's so many, but you know, I hope to become your favorite, you know, in the future, hopefully. You know,
thank you for doing the Whitney Houston Marathon. It's awesome, and I think more people need to do that.
No problem, and don't miss her when she comes. because it's going to go bring to the Lord. Don't miss her when she comes. She will be here. It's confirmed, so don't miss it. I'm the only one on Blog Talk Radio and the only one on online radio that's getting her, so this is a privilege and an honor, so you don't want to miss her. I announced it, and I'm going to take it off because you guys should have wrote it down, and I'm not for sure whether I'm going to feature it or not because I can't. I'm going to control the phone call, so I may feature it or not. It's a decision I have to make, but I'm letting you know now she's going to be on the show, so you know.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having her. Alrighty, so we'll talk soon.
Yeah, we will. You'll be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you too. Bye bye.
Miss Nubian. Miss Nubian, I don't know what happened to Miss Nubian.
Yes.
Oh. I was good. But go ahead and introduce the single. The Shanley was, stating three things about Whitney, of course. But go ahead and introduce I'm Every Woman.
I am Every Woman, people. Definitely, as I said for the last one, listen to the words of this song. Ladies, be empowered. Fellas, help your wife or girlfriend be empowered to say that they are every woman. This is Whitney Houston. I am Every Woman, people, the diva of the year. Nubian is here.
Miss Nubian. Miss Nubian, of course, is every woman, of course. Now, were you on the phone with Soul Princess before? I think I heard when I was playing, when I was talking to the lady on the other line. Miss Nubian? Miss Nubian?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how to work my mute button on my phone, but yeah, Soul Princess was calling me. Yeah.
You know, I love Soul Princess, of course. You don't know, I'm one of her biggest fans, of course. Of course, I'm every woman. Shout out goes out to Miss Nubian, of course. The woman, she's just truly every woman, of course. This lady, Miss Nubian, is such a, oh my goodness, such a huge figure in the world, women's entertainment, as they say. And Miss Nubian, they're having a huge women's event down in Atlanta with women of all, every woman of all. Aspect of the entertainment industry, they have this huge thing. It's called Women Power, of course. And as you know, a lot of women are coming up in the entertainment industry. You know, Sylvie Rhone was one of the first women, you know, to actually head a record company. Because a lot of times they in the music industry, they felt a woman could not run a record label or head a music empire such as like Sony or BMG. They felt the woman didn't have the standards or didn't meet the qualities to do that job. They felt it was always a man that could get the job done. Yes, the woman could be like vice president or assistant, but yet to be that actual number one power, Sylvie Rhone changed that for women. And so I salute her. And, you know, even not just that, but like such as like other empires, whether it be in other areas besides entertainment, whether it be oil or, you know, fashion, you know, other areas, you know, they felt women couldn't do. But now women are proven, you know, them proving them wrong. You know, I salute men, you know, I think a man's good, but I believe if a woman can do the job, let her do the job, you know, allow her to do it. You know, if she has the qualities to do it and the qualifications and she meets the standards, let her do it. I have another song I want to play, Miss Newman. This is a song that Whitney did. I was the first person actually to play this on Blog Talk Radio. The song featuring it's called what is the name of the song? Oh my goodness, are you really serious? Help me out, Miss Newman.
He's doing with a lady or a man?
No. It's the song with her featuring Akon, like I Never Left. This is the name of the track. I played it. I'm like, what is the name of the song? It's called Like I Never Left. This is the first single. This song actually leaked out. And when it leaked out, I actually had a whole tour. And I was actually lucky to even play this song. Did you hear this song before? Her featuring Akon? Huh?
No, never heard it.
I'm going to actually play it for you right now. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Looks like I have Soul Princess in my chat room, Miss Soul Princess. So I know I'm going to be a platinum host right now because we got Soul Princess in the chat room. I'm going to be a platinum host.
Shout out to Soul Princess for coming through.
Soul Princess listening to my show. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm going to get a Grammy now or an Oscar, one of those awards. Nevertheless, here's Like I Never Left, Whitney featuring Akon.
If it wasn't for me, I know what we had. We're definitely gonna last. I admit that we say some things we don't mean when we're mad. But I realize that I've been foolish. I never should have turned my back. Cause it's a cold world when you're out there all alone. So many times that I wanted to just pick up the phone and tell you, ooh, baby, baby, I miss your love and soul. Love me
like I never.
picture my world is just an empty place. Taking one step away from you feels like a million miles away. Cause it's a cold world when you're out there all alone. So many times I wanted to just pick up the phone and tell you, ooh, baby, baby, I miss your loving soul.
Shout out to Whitney. Well, Miss Newbie, I extended the show twice already, and I'm not going to extend it any longer. So I just want you to give your shout out, and also thank you so much. And of course, if you know, if you always need me, I'm there, of course. But once again, you know, I truly have you as a co-host, and thank you for doing the show with me. I really appreciate it. And you know, you know, the favor is always, you know, returned. You want to give your shout outs, or do you want to acknowledge anyone?
Yeah, shout out to you, Cynthy, for actually let me come through and be a part of this historic interview. Whitney Houston is coming back, people. Tune in to Good Morning America tomorrow. She will be in Central Park up in New York City. That's tomorrow. So if you want to get some tickets to go to that, you definitely want to check her website out, WhitneyHouston.com. Shouts out to Soul Princess, my co-host. Shouts out to you again, Timothy, and shouts out to the best, the undeniable diva of the year, Whitney Houston. Want to say God bless you. Congrats on pushing forward, pressing on, and just not letting anything get in your way. So I want to just commend you on that. Congratulations, Whitney Houston.
That's right, and make sure you guys go pick up her album. It's in stores right now. Go pick it up. Go pick up, as Miss Nubian said, go pick up 500 copies each. And, you know, support Whitney, of course. And I'm going to play, again, I Look to You once again. This is the title track of the album. It was written by R. Kelly. Nevertheless, it became such a great hit for Whitney as well. But shout out to everybody. And Miss Nubian, once again, thank you. It's always an honor and a privilege. Shout out to Soul Princess once again for tuning in and talking to me in the chat room. You know, I'm honored. She knew I'm full of chum. I got chill bumps all over me right now, Soul Princess. This is what Miss Soul Princess does to me, Miss Nubian, when I speak to her, when she's in my midst.
Oh, that was the answer.
Miss Vivian, do me a favor before you go. I hate to see you. No, I hate to see you go. Oh, my God, I wish I could talk to you 24/7/12. But, you know, we have a lot of other lives outside of this. But go ahead and introduce I Look to You one more time for the listeners.
All right, people, this right here is the single off of Whitney Houston album. I Look to You, people. Listen to the words of this song. May it be an inspiration to every ear that is tuning in. Thank you so much.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all.
can buy, son, after all that I've been through. Who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. Searching for that open door.